You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
The Atlantic Monthly celebrated its 150th anniversary by publishing excerpts from the best writing to ever appear in its pages. The humor section featured just four authors: Mark Twain, James Thurber, Kurt Vonnegut, and Ian Frazier. Mr. Frazier is the author of nine books, including Dating Your Mom and Coyote vs. Acme, which won the Thurber Prize for American Humor in 1997. His latest is Lamentations of the Father, a collection of humorous essays published by Farrar, Straus, and Giroux. And it is my great pleasure to welcome Ian Frazier back to the show today.
Well, Hi. Thanks for having me.
That's pretty heady company. You must have been pleased to have been included with Twain, Thurber, and Vonnegut.
Oh, yeah. It was the best thing, certainly the best thing that happened to me in 07, I guess.
Do you see yourself as being part of an American tradition of humor writers?
Yes, I do. I think in that instance, I was lucky to have a piece that appeared in The Atlantic that was a very funny piece. And they wanted to have something from the more recent era of The Atlantic. And I think, you know...
Who else?
Well, I mean, there have been plenty of other funny pieces in The Atlantic, so I felt like I really got a lucky break there.
But there's also a certain tradition. There's humor writing, and the humor writing that that the four of you represent is something that has a particularly American strain.
Right.
There's also always a deep side to it.
Yeah, I mean...
Bud Trillin might also be included in the group.
There are a lot of... Yes, I think so. There are a lot of... it's possible to write a funny piece that's sort of a funny piece on the surface, and you go behind it and there's maybe not all that much there. But to write a piece that's a literary piece and that is also funny, it seems to me a more interesting challenge.
So do you see yourself as a literary writer first, because you've written a fair amount of serious nonfiction as well?
Yes, yeah. But the writers that I admire, Mark Twain is a good example, Thurber and Vonnegut all would fit, but even somebody like Samuel Beckett, where they're really funny, but then what's going on is like some major thing happening in literature, world literature at the time even, you could say.
But when you're writing something like On the Res, do you have to take out some funny things that occur to you because you're writing about the lives of the Oglala Sioux?
You have to use judgment about what's funny and where humor is called for, just the way you do in regular life. I mean, you know,
what I was asking is, as you're writing, do funny things just occur to you? And then sometimes you say, well, gee, this is a humor piece. I'm happy that this happened. And this is serious. I better take that out.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. When I'm doing reporting, sometimes something will happen that's just, oh, that's perfect. You know, that's just ideal for a humor piece, or it's just so absurd, or there's a kind of irony to it, and it all has to do with humor. But it's much more, I think, in reporting, it's what you look for. You look to see something that's just so unexpected and that makes you laugh, and then you just more or less report it straightforwardly, as opposed to trying to write. I mean, reporting where people are trying to be funny as they report, sometimes you could tone that down and just give me the facts. You know, you don't have to be a hilarious comedian as you're telling me, you know, what happened in this car accident or something.
Yeah. How far back do the pieces in this collection go?
I think they go back to maybe 89, and they go back a pretty long way.
The title piece was from 97.
Oh, was it 97? Okay, then I'm getting that mixed
I think
up.
It was.
Yeah. Oh, the title piece was from 97,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Lamentations of the Father.
But I think the very first piece was from the early 90s. So, yeah, it goes back for more than 10 years, definitely.
And most of them from The New Yorker, where you used to be a staff writer?
From a wide range of magazines, I would say the majority are from The New Yorker, but also from Mother Jones magazine.
And, which we don't associate with humor pieces, usually.
No, it was just a kind of brief spell they had there when Roger Cohn was the editor. They did run these humor pieces. And then... Well, of course, The Atlantic, Outside Magazine, a couple other publications.
Is it? Do you see a theme that runs through these essays?
I hadn't seen them until I put it together, but there are a lot of pieces about parenthood, but I didn't set out to do that. I have a couple pieces that I did just sort of as a lark for a friend of mine who was putting out a little newsletter that are called The Cursing Mom. One's called The Cursing Mommy Cookbook, and the other's called A Cursing Mommy Christmas. And I had never realized that The Cursing Mommy is sort of the other side of Lamentations of the Father. Lamentations of the Father is a parody of the Bible. So it's sort of like Lamentations is the sacred and The Cursing Mommy is the profane version of it.
Lamentations is kind of the biblical voice commenting on domestic laws.
Right, right.
But I was wondering, since you've already done two Cursing Mommy pieces, whether you can imagine a full collection of Cursing Mommy essays.
Well, they're really fun to write, and I have a lot of titles, you know, like The Cursing Mommy's Cooking with Cat Hair Cookbook, you know, and a lot of them that do include curse words. So,
which we don't say on,
which I gather
family
doesn't
radio
say on here. But I really enjoyed doing The Cursing Mommy, you know, where she's just starting to make chili and then things go wrong and she just, you know, turns the air blue, just cursing and screaming and yelling and everything. And I mean, I'm told that it isn't far from many families' experiences.
So I'm assuming this is based on real life experience.
It is based
within your
on
family.
Real life experience within my family, yes.
And when your wife reads these things?
She thinks they're pretty funny.
It's okay. She's,
it's okay.
Because there are people, there are spouses of humorists who do not find it funny.
Yeah. No, she's most.
I think Woody Allen, one of Woody Allen's ex-wives, sued him, in fact, I think.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, for things that he'd said about his first wife in his stand-up routine, you know. And I think Phyllis Diller had a problem with an ex-husband as well.
Fang? Fang sued her? I didn't know that.
Huh. But your wife, obviously.
No, she's some pieces she doesn't think are that funny, but generally she likes the pieces, even ones that feature her.
Well, what led to your assuming that religious biblical voice when you were writing Lamentations of the Father?
I had done a book about my own family, and my own family, I went all the way back to when they first came to America back in some of them in the 17th century even. And a lot of them were very solid Protestant sectarians of one kind or another who were very biblical, you know, Bible-based people. And if you read their letters, they use Bible references. So I just read the Bible and other texts like Fox's Book of Martyrs and stuff like that that they read just to sort of get in their same frame of mind. And then at the same time, my kids were very little. And I was making notes of things that I would say to the kids, like, you know, don't rub your feet on bread. I mean, the kids would be in the back seat, you'd have the groceries, and you'd look over, and the kids would be kind of enjoying rubbing their feet on the soft loaf of bread that's at the top of the grocery bag. And I said to them, you know,
hey, thou shalt not.
Don't rub your feet on bread. And then I went home, and I thought, you know, well, that's right out of Leviticus, you know.
Well, you do seem to enjoy playing with forms. You have the epistemological, is it called epistemological?
You know, I'm not sure.
Kisses All Around, which was about, is a series of letters.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just, any form, after a while, it just starts to chafe
epistolary?
On me.
I think it's epistolary.
Oh, yeah, epistolary. Isn't that the word that means having to do with letters? Yeah. Well, the point of that piece, which is the first piece in the book, is that you always hear about, you know, somebody reads a book and then wants to kill the author, like, you know, Salman Rushdie, the Ayatollah wants his head. And at the same time, you're constantly hearing how nobody reads anymore. So you wonder, why can't the people who want to kill you be the people who don't read your book? But it's always the people who want to kill you that read your book.
Ian Fraser's latest book is called Lamentations of the Father. It's published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux. We can only hope that the people who want to kill him aren't reading this book. Maybe Russell Crowe might want to kill you after what you wrote about him.
Maybe he'll throw a cell phone at me.
A lot of the pieces begin with excerpts from newspaper articles. That's because you read the article and a light bulb goes off in your head?
Well, a lot of things when you see the news, there will be something really funny in the news and nobody can say it's funny. You might remember some years ago there was a Pentagon spokesman whose name was Admiral Stufflebeam. And they would say, now we'll be talking to Admiral Stufflebeam. And nobody could say, this is a hilarious name. Or there's a terrorist named Abu Habu Mahmoud, right? And they would say that, and they couldn't stop and say, who, by the way, has a really bizarre name. And there's so much like that in the news where you're just reading along, and you go, it's certainly, I'm not the first to do that, going back to Mort Saul and to the dawn of time, maybe even. I mean, it's been done a lot. But it's still unavoidable. You read the paper, and you just... You read about the Pentagon has developed a bomber that can bomb anywhere in the world and fly back to the United States. That is, they can be based in the United States. It's a supersonic bomber. It can fly all over the world.
Doesn't have to be refueled.
I think maybe it refuels going or coming or something like that. But it's still, you can be based in the United States and bomb, you know, and now I see by
remote. Makes me proud to be an American.
I know, but you could be, you know, and now by remotes, people are flying remotes out of air bases in the West and stuff like that. So you're coaching Little League and, you know, bombing Kabul on the same day.
Do you concern yourself that if there's a political take that it'll lose its universality once the topicality is gone?
Well, I've done enough and seen enough humor books over the years to see that even topical pieces, if they are funny, they're still fun to read later. Veronica Geng, who is a good friend of mine, wrote some just hilarious topical pieces, and I have her collection. I go through it again, and I say, yeah, that's still really, really funny and interesting.
Lamentations of the Father has been performed on radio and audio recordings. Do you read the essays out loud to yourself as you're writing them?
No, I never read them out loud to myself. If one becomes an essay that I can read, and out of every 12 essays, I'd be lucky to get one that I can read. It's just luck, you know. I mean, the thing about Lamentations of the Father is that voice, that Bible voice, is so deep in everybody. And in fact, when I did the piece, Veronica Geng said to me, "Oh, Bible parodies are so old, right?" Because, you know, people do a lot of them. But with something that's so basic like that, you find it's just often as you read it, it's like a song that everybody already knows, you know, so people kind of like to hear it because, oh, yeah, I know that song.
Well, there are people who have written amusing essays like Calvin Trillin who then have performed them
before
an audience.
Yeah,
have you ever thought of doing that?
I don't think I have enough that are performable. So, I mean, I'd like to if I ever got enough of them. But I think at the moment, and I do things, they're quite varied. So it takes a bit of adjustment to go from like a Bible parody to, a self-help manual parody or how to use the shower curtain or some strange other voice. It's just my voices are very mixed, and I don't know how that would work. But maybe I would like to.
A listener, Jim from Union City, wants to know why you continue to use an electrical typewriter and if it's difficult to get it repaired.
Well, I use a manual typewriter. I don't use an electric typewriter, although he may have read the article that was in my previous book, the story about my typewriters, where I talk about a guy who fixed my manual who also fixed electrics. I'm very lucky that in Montclair, where I live, Montclair, New Jersey, there is a very good typewriter repairman who repairs manuals.
Now, you moved to the Midwest for a while.
I moved to Montana, yeah.
I'd imagine it was hard finding a typewriter repairman in Montana.
I did not succeed, no.
Is that the reason you came back?
Well, it was certainly getting tiresome bringing my big, heavy electric typewriter, manual typewriter with me back on the airplane.
Now, you have heard that they've invented this thing called a computer, and it really does.
I also use a computer.
It makes editing, self-editing really easy.
Yeah, it's amazingly fun to do. I had only started really doing it last year, and I see why people like them.
What are you working on now? More essays, or are you going to
do
another
book? Yeah, I'm working on a book about Siberia, which I've been working on for a long time. I took many trips to Siberia, and my book is called Travels in Siberia. That's sort of the main thing I'm doing. And then I'm also doing New Yorker pieces. I'm doing a reporting piece about a cop who specializes in hip-hop crime.
So. Is there anything funny in Siberia? The gulags never really seem very amusing to me.
Well, that part of it is tough to deal with, and I haven't really written what I've written. I haven't dealt with that yet. But I think it's safe to say that Russia is the funniest country in the world.
If you're allowed to tell your joke.
Oh, everybody there is really funny, and they have the funniest writers other than the United States.
Ian Frazier's latest book is Lamentations of the Father, Essays, published by Farrar, Straus & Giroux, as have all of his books, all nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you very much, Larry.